Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we're bringing in our guy, Jerry Augustine for a Brewer Picture. Now, Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst. As the Brewers start up spring training and pitchers and catchers reporting, those favorite words of mine to say. Augie, great hearing from you, man.
It's good to talk to you guys, and happy pitchers and catchers reporting day.
Now, how big of a day, how much fun was this for you once you got to, I mean, obviously get yourself back out there and get back in shape, get ready for the season, but just to see the old guys again and get back into the clubhouse?
Well, that's half the fun. You get into a clubhouse and you get back. It doesn't take you long, and you're right back where you left off last year, but it's always fun to go to spring training, get with the guys, and then get in your routine that you want to do for the season to come.
Good, Jerry. Be my therapist. Tell me about the starting rotation and why I shouldn't be afraid of it.
Don't be afraid of it. Just that simple. No, it's good. I like the starting rotation. What David Stearns and Matt Arnold and Craig Counsell have done has been excellent. I think when you look at what they've done, you lose a couple guys, but now what happens, you bring in a guy like Lynn Broom, who's been in Korea, and over the last 2 years, he's been, I think his record is something like 35-6 and been throwing the ball very well. You pick up a Brett Anderson. You pick up an Eric Lauer in a trade for Zach Davies, mm-hmm. who I've really liked over the last 2 years. And then you had Adrian Hauser and Brandon Woodruff to that, plus Peralta and Corbin Burns. You have to make up for a really good starting staff.
Yeah, I like that. You know, one thing about Augie that I've heard of, and I don't know a lot about it, if you could help me, what is the pitching lab? What is that? What do they do? How do they get guys in and out of it? Who gets an opportunity? Do they do it during spring training? What is that?
Well, I think you're getting some science is starting to come into it. You got so many different things you can do. You can work on deliveries and see and making sure that their delivery, they're well balanced, and you get their arm in the right position. Mm. Do you have a good release point? Do you release the ball? You can get the most spin on the ball. And is your technique on your slider, curveball, and can it change it to make it better? These are all things that are becoming a part of baseball and a very interesting part of baseball. So I think you're just taking it to a new level and trying to advance it and try to help the pitchers as much as you can.
So my thing would be the best setup guy for before Hader and after Hader. You know, Knebel was that real – I mean, before he got hurt, Augie, he was the guy. You know, he had a problem at one point, went down, came back, fixed it. But he was good. And Jeremy Jeffries was that guy. Now he's with the Cubs. Who's that one guy that we're missing that can be a good setup guy if they don't, or a good closer if they keep it, if they want to keep it 7, 8, and 9?
Well, I think when you look at it, they're hoping Corey can come back and fulfill that role. If you talk to him, he feels very comfortable. He's throwing the ball well. But I think you have to look at guys like Alex Claudio doing what he did last year with all the appearances mm-hmm. he has. He has to be more effective. He's got to stay in the game a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Then you got guys like Ray Black, who's got that big velocity. But I'm going to bring out a name of Bobby Wall, a guy
they traded
for with the Mets last year. This guy can throw. He's got a good fastball. He's got a good breaking ball. And he can get the ball over the plate. And I think he's a guy that could play a prominent role for him. But they got a bunch of guys out there that they picked up that hopefully they can use you know, when you look at it. So we'll just have to wait and see how that form plays out in spring training.
You hear this guy on Fox Sports Wisconsin during the baseball season. It's great to hear the voice again. Jerry Augustine, former Brewer pitcher, with us here on the Wendy's Big Show as they get ready to ramp things up from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Jerry, when I think of Corbin Burns, I saw how devastating he was back in 2018 in the relief role, and then you transition him back into a starter. He had all sorts of issues last year, and you just hope that he can come in with a clear mind this year, this time around, and get himself back established. Do you think they're going to try to, I don't want to say force him into that starting pitching role, but he was so good out of the bullpen. How much different can that be? Just getting your mind ready to go for six innings instead of six outs, like Craig has asked these guys for so much.
Well, I think when you talk about Corbin Burns, I think you're exactly right. You look at what he's got. You look at the quality of pitches that he has, and that he has the mental, physical side of it. You don't have to do anything with the physical side of it. I think it's the mental part of pitching that when you talk about sequences and locating the ball and being able to do what you want to do. And we saw Brandon Woodruff go through that last year. You remember Brandon Woodruff early in the season? He had his struggles. First it was mm-hmm. he had a hard time getting through one inning. First three, four innings, he'd have a time where he'd give up three or four runs. And then it was after that, it was I couldn't go to this beyond the fifth inning. And then all of a sudden he found it. And I think that's that maturation that pitchers go through. And I think when you talk about a Corbin Burns, I don't think it's the physical side. I think it's that mental side saying, hey, you know what? What do I have to do to become a major league pitcher? I got to forget about all the little things and concentrate on what I do good and how I can get people out with the stuff that I have. And I think once he does that, he's going to be a very good pitcher.
I got a question from a listener. Wants me to ask you the three batter minimum rule. Now they're coming to play in 2020. How does that affect the value of lefty pitching and hitting, or is it a lateral impact?
Well, I think what it does is you got to leave a guy in the game, and that's when you take a guy like Alex Claudio, the way they used him, and last year we like how Craig used the bullpen. That's going to change that. But you take a guy like, and I'll bring up Alex Claudio because he's the one that's most profound with coming in and facing one or two guys. This Alex Claudio has a style of pitches that can be very effective. The thing with Alex Claudio, he's got to learn that when he gets in the game, you've got to pitch ahead with your off-speed stuff. And when he does that, he's very good. He's pitched a lot of times when he's gone in one and two innings where he pitches very well. But why? He gets ahead of hitters and he's able to use the off-speed stuff. And I think that's where he will concentrate on. But it's going to be a little bit different this year. It's going to take a little bit different type of way you go about the job that Craig will use with the start with the relievers especially.
Augie, some of my favorite times at the ballpark is listening to you and Tim Allen share stories about guys that you used to get out back in the day and how you used to attack a certain hitter. And then you think of Christian Yelich. So a Jerry Augustine in the prime standing on the mound. How are you trying to get Christian Yelich out?
I never throw him the same pitch twice. Always a different pitch. No, what you try to do is you got to get ahead of him. He makes great adjustments at the plate. You can't do something double it because if you make a mistake, he's going to hit it. So I think what you do is you got to get ahead. You got to show him that you'll pitch the ball on the inside part of the plate. You can throw a different style of pitches. You can run the ball in on him. You can throw a four-seamer right up under his hands and make him know that you get in. But you better not make a mistake in there more than once because he'll hit you. So you just got to make sure that you don't make that mistake and that you show him everything you got and that you pitch ahead on him.
Talking with Jerry Augustine here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm not a big fan of having platoons all over my baseball field when we talk about day-to-day lineups. Craig Counsell was asked about it, said he likes the depth and likes having all the different options and toys that he can play with on a day-to-day basis. You know, when this Brewers team was going, you didn't have all these platoons. You had set positions kind of all over the place. You were playing for two or three positions on the roster in spring training. That's kind of how it was. Are you a big fan of having platoons all over the field like they do this year?
I think versatility, I think when you look at it's about the ball club and the style of ball club that you do have and the way you go about it as an organization. And I think what thing that David Stearns and Craig Collinson and Arnold do is they think about versatility. There's not a player they have on that team that's not versatile, that can't play more than one position. And I think that's the way they go about it because the game of baseball changes it. And when you're versatile, you can make sure that your roster is used and no one's sitting idle for a long period of time. And I think that's a real credit to what Craig does. He does a masterful job at it. Guys are happy. Guys want to play. And it really motivates those guys to be the best ball player that they can be.
Augie, you're around this team all the time. What is so different about Craig Counsell than other managers you've seen?
I think Craig understands what it is and how hard it is to play 162 games and to be competitive and play good all the time. I think he's a style of ball player when he played that. He went out and he played hard every day, and he appreciates that. And I think when you take a player like Craig was and you become a manager and you keep that type of culture that you were as a player, that kind of goes off to the players, and the players recognize that and they understand it. They understand that you appreciate them going out and playing hard every day. And I think that's a real key to Craig Counsell.
Who is the one or two players coming into spring training? The pitchers and catchers reporting today. Everybody else reports, obviously, by next week. Who are the one or two players that you kind of are interested to see in spring training this year?
I want to see Eric Lauer. I liked him when he was with San Diego. When they made the trade and I knew they picked him up, I was excited because I think he's the kind of guy that a young pitcher just coming into his own. He's a durable kid. And that's interesting. And I'm also interested in watching the catching situation with Navarez and Pena on how that will work out. Because I know when you talk about Manny, there's not a better guy to have on your club that really understands the pitching side of baseball than he does.
That's the part of it. Jerry Augustine joining us here for just a couple of more minutes on the Wendy's Big Show. Augie, when you're the pitcher, and last year there was so much talked about with Yasmani coming over, pitch framing, he was one of the best in baseball doing that, and getting you a quick strike if necessary. How much work can the pitchers do with Omar Narvaez, who, I mean, he's great with the bat, but he's maybe a little bit less impressive behind the dish. How much work not only Manny, the other catcher with him, but the pitching staff can do to try to shore some of those things up?
Well, I think Manny's experience that he's had, you know, Manny's gone through a lot here in Milwaukee, where he's the number one guy and almost the time, and then last year he didn't catch that much with Grandel here, but he still understands the game, and I think he's a veteran guy that could take a young catcher and make him a better player just by doing little things. And I'll tell you one thing Manny will do. Manny, when Navarez comes to the game and he's ready to play, he's going to be well prepared because Manny is the type of guy that is a good team player, and he makes sure that his teammates are prepared. He'll help the catching staff any way he can. I think that's going to play big with this Brewer ball club.
I'm not mad at Mark about this, the owner of this baseball team, because I don't think he ever thought that this would actually happen. But now that it has happened, I think now he needs to say something to Mr. Manfred and say, please don't never, ever allow this to happen again. Your thoughts on the Cubs opening at Miller Park?
Well, you start off with, I'll tell you what, not only do they open up at Miller Park, but you play them in spring training, you play them on March 22nd before you come north. I don't know. That's just the way it works out. It's the scheduling part of it, and I don't think Mark likes it, but you know what? Nothing better than you have to be prepared right from the first game to be prepared that first series, the first two series, because you have the Cardinals coming in after that.
Right.
You're going to have to be prepared. What a way to start a home year with a homestand against the two arch rivals in your division.
And Jerry, what do you make of this? Sorry, we'll let you get going right after this. I know you got to get going. What do you make of this division, man? Everyone right now, Pecota's got the winner in the Cincinnati Reds winning 85 games. It feels like everyone's just going to beat up on each other. We know what the Cardinals are. We know what that Cub team is. But the Cincinnati Reds got marginally better.
Yeah, I tell you what, that Cincinnati Red Club is going to be very good. They have the pitching. They picked up some hitters and moves and the guys that are going to be a much better team. I'll tell you, when you look at this division, everybody always talked about the Cubs, the Cardinals, and Brewers. Well, you got to add the Cincinnati Reds to it because they're definitely going to, with that ballpark, the way the ball flies out of that ballpark in Cincinnati. I'll tell you what, they're going to be a tough team and a tough team to play in this division. It's going to be a fun division to watch. I think it's going to be one of the better divisions as far as when you talk about parity in the division. I think the NL Central is going to be one of the best.
Jerry, can't wait for it. Can't wait to be down in Arizona with you guys around March 8th, 9th or so, and then we'll see you back up here at the ballpark. It's going to come quicker than we can even imagine. Really appreciate the time today, Augie.
Well, I got to tell you one, guys. I just got done with fantasy camp, and Mark Tauscher was at fantasy camp. So I think next year, I think you boys ought to sign up, come down to fantasy camp for a week, play some baseball.
Now we're talking.
Gary and Leroy there. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I don't think
the best of all worlds.
That's what I like to hear. Yeah. I'm in.
I don't think Mark wants to be seen in the same place as Billy here. I don't think that's going to go over very well.
I say we love that. We'd love to have you. I'll tell you, this year we had 112 players and we had 8 teams. And I'll tell you what, it was baseball from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. And then a couple of lively ones at night, and then right back at it the next day. We had a great time. It was just a great time.
That's a heck of a group. I know you guys had a couple of those nights back in the 80s where it was baseball from 8, from sun up to sundown, and then once the sun went down, maybe the guys would play a little bit more.
There, that was a lot of fun. It was great. a great week, and I had to bring up Toast being there with Leroy and Gary there. It was just special. He was awesome, and we had a great time.
Well, I might have to go and take him yard next year, Jerry. I'll come down and hang out with you guys. Appreciate it, man. We'll see you soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
There he is. That's Jerry Augustine, former Milwaukee Brewers pitcher, Wisconsin native, Fox Sports Wisconsin TV broadcaster, analyst, does a great job, knows his stuff better than anybody. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.